almost the alertness of expectancy, although you're not looking to the future, but the kind of alertness you would have if you were expecting perhaps some very faint sound and you have to catch it when it comes. But there's no strain in this, no tension, just an alert listening. Like the, one could say, as if you were going like this, and then you notice the strange thing, and that is, whenever you listen to silence, and you may not be able to sustain that for very long, maybe only a few seconds at a time, whenever you listen to silence, there's no thought. And even if you can only sustain it for 3 seconds at a time, whenever you listen to silence, the mind must stop. Because the mind is mental noise. It's forms. Silence has no form. It's formless. So you cannot, through noise, listen to silence. You cannot, through form, listen to or understand the formless. So the simple fact of allowing attention to be there, allowing the alertness to be there that is needed for listening to, because silence is subtle. Sounds are very much here, like big egos. Every sound is a, here I am. And sounds can be fascinating. And we live in a civilization that is very noisy. Everywhere we go, they're making noise. Even hard to find a restaurant that's not very, you get bombarded by noise. Called music. So it's very, silence is very subtle, and to the thinking mind, first of all, it doesn't know what to do with it. Silence, and then it says, okay, that's not very interesting. No, of course not. It's completely uninteresting. Because only thought is interesting to thought. And it might even say, this is boring. What's the next thing? Of course it's boring. Silence is boring. Enlightenment is boring. To the mind. Because the mind is looking for the next food, the next stimulus. In its state of restlessness and discontent, it needs, quick, give me the next stimulus. And if it's not coming, it gets restless, impatient, bored, or worse. So that's the movement of thought and the me, the thought-based me. Okay. So, all this, if you've been sitting here and found an alive response to this, even if not necessarily a complete understanding, who could understand that which is beyond thought? But you found, as you were sitting here, an alive response. Yes, a recognition almost, if not a complete understanding, that means that which is beyond mind is already emerging in you. It's being pulled out here because this gathering here is more than the words. There is an energy field of, one could say, presence, that state of consciousness. So it almost transmits itself. You can catch it. You can catch, but it's not in the words. The words are helpful pointers, signposts, not in themselves it. So here, you enter the alertness that is there, that is needed to be aware of silence. And the moment you're aware of silence, there's the equivalent of outer silence in you, which is stillness, the cessation of thought, without loss of consciousness, the opposite, enormous consciousness, but no form, unconditioned, formless. It's only through that that you can be aware of silence. And what we have been talking about, language has created certain dualities here. When I say you can be aware of silence, that's only a way of speaking. What's really happening when you are listening to silence and the mind stops,